Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don White. Batting seventh. The catcher, Herman Franks. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Marchildon. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Phil Marchildon. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost strikes out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball four. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. Doby reaches second base with a double. Mitchell goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doby scores. There goes Boudreau trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Edwards moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Frank settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herman Franks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franks strikes out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. Edwards moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Edwards scores. Gordon moves to third. It's 5-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain has Gordon trapped. There's the throw to Franks and over to Majeski, who tags Gordon for the out. Robinson moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Hegan moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Hegan scores. Lemon moves to third. It's 7-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Peck now playing right field. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. Joost moves to second. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain is hit by the pitch. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy DeMars now playing shortstop. Rudy York now playing first base. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to second. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Herman Franks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franks is 0 for 1 in the game. Franks strikes out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive towards right. Coleman catches it and throws to first to double up Robinson. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0 for 1 in the game. Marchildon takes first base on ball 4. Billy DeMars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMars strikes out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. There goes Marchildon trying to get to third. Gordon throws to Keltner who tags Marchildon for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Mitchell hits a line drive towards first. York reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMars fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 1 in the game. Peck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to third. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. Majeski strikes out. Two outs. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Skeeter Webb now playing second base. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMars scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Berardino now playing shortstop. Herman Franks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franks is 0 for 2 in the game. Franks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Marchildon strikes out. 2 outs. Billy DeMars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMars is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMars strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. Berardino reaches second base with a double. Lemon scores. Doby goes all the way around to score. It's 9-0, Indians. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berardino moves to third. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMars misplays the ball. That's an error on DeMars. Berardino scores. Peck moves to second. It's 10-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMars fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman strikes out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-3 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coleman moves to second. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10. And Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.